Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Joining us in studio this morning is Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
It's good to see you in studio this morning. And we're going to get kick-started this morning with, of course, going on right now in Indy is Love Independence.
Well, so that was last weekend. I just wanted to talk about that real quick because we had a successful Love Independence Day. It was Saturday. It was a day full of complete and total acts of kindness, many random, many planned. And we opened up a Facebook page this year, actually at the tail end of last year. The Facebook page is called Love Independence. So I encourage everyone to search that page and like that page and really just scroll through that feed and look at all of the fun things that happened that day. And share any of those things that might be meaningful to you, because our community really embraced supporting each other, rallying to the cause, and just being very intentional that day. I always say every day should be Love Independence Day. Every day people should be kind, and we should, and we are for the most part. But many days we get caught up in going to work and just life in general. And this day is just a day where we're just a little bit more intentional about our kindness.
Absolutely.
So it was a good day.
Absolutely a great day. And then moving on, the Young Artists Exhibit will be at the Independence Historical Museum.
That's right. We have a lot of things that are going on in the community right now. And if you are interested in art, in particular, if you are interested in youth art, the Young Artist Exhibit is on display at the museum. It's at 123 North 8th Street. And the exhibit is open now through May the 7th. So you've got some days. Tuesday through Saturday are the days that the museum is open 10 to 4. So I encourage everyone to check out the museum, not only all of their displays that they have in the museum. It's three floors. It has a wonderful elevator, making it accessible to all. But they do have a lot of gallery exhibits that are open to the public, and there's no charge for that. So check out the museum.
All right. And here's some really good news. The food commodities, well, it's been extended for the next 2 weeks.
That's right. So I've been talking about the food commodities being every Tuesday, and we thought they were going to wrap up in April. And we've been given the green light that they will continue for 3 weeks, at least in May. That would be May the 4th, May the 11th, and May the 25th. So May the 18th, we will not have food distribution as it stands right now. And again, these boxes of food are full of fresh meat and dairy and produce. They are completely and totally free. There is no requirement to be able to pick one up. Most of the time, the semi pulls up with 900 to 1,200 boxes of food. Most of the time, they allow everyone to take three boxes. Each box comes with a gallon of milk. If the truck seems to be, you know, maybe 900 or less, then they scale that back and maybe they do two boxes just to make sure everyone in line gets a box of food. But also it's a juggling act because we don't want to be out of cars and still have tons of boxes of food sitting out needing to, you know, be given away, because then it goes to waste, and we've never wasted it, but it becomes a chore sometimes. So when somebody's listening and they're like, why are you giving three? We've been doing this so many weeks that we're finding that for the number of people that show up, that two to three is usually the average to be able to deplete those resources. So if you need or could benefit from those boxes of food, please show up. If you know of somebody who could benefit for one, please show up and get one for them and just drop it off on their front porch. Be kind.
And like I said, it's kind of
today
a juggling.
Today at 10:30.
And like I said, it's kind of a juggling act about how many you get, but usually 2 to 3, like you said.
That's right. Today at 10:30.
Yes. And also, it's being Tuesday, that means it's Recyclable Tuesday.
That's right. I always like to give a plug to recycling. Last week was Earth Day. So just be mindful that it's important that we don't just throw trash in the landfills. We've got to stop all of that. And I know recycling sometimes is a pain, You're like, what do I do with all this stuff? It's so hard. Just throw it in the trash. But our city sanitation offers recycling every Tuesday from 11 to 1. And you can also get rid of, you know, all your junk stuff, too, as you're working to spring clean around your house. They'll take those items every Tuesday from 11 to 1. And they'll also take those items every Thursday from 8 to 2. And then this Saturday will be the first Saturday of the month. As crazy as that sounds, it'll be May this Saturday. So they will have recycling from 8 to noon as well.
All right. And then for tomorrow, we're promoting a National Walk at Lunch Day.
I know. So for nearly 80 years, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas has played an active role in helping all of us as Kansas lead healthier lives. So because of COVID, they're not doing a gathering. Some used to be that we would gather like out at the Park Oval and walk together, but we're not going to do that this year. It's going to be virtual. So it is this week. And basically, they're just asking everybody to share a photo or a video while you're walking and put it on social media and hashtag NWLDKS, which is National Walk at Lunch Day, Kansas. NWLDKS. And put it out there. So I just want to encourage everyone to take your lunch. We all need to do that. But maybe cut it down by 15 minutes and grab your tennis shoes and get out and get some fresh air and increase your health and decrease your anxiety and your stress and walk at lunch.
And plus, it's going to be, should be a nice day, hopefully, tomorrow as well. You want to enjoy some great music and amazing barbecue at Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
That's right. So Dickie's has really been working hard to get music actually in the restaurant every week. So on Wednesdays from 6:30 to 9, you can hang out at Dickie's and enjoy some music. And last week, I think it was Doug Toon who played. He's a great guitarist, wonderful music. And this week, it'll be Martin and the Dead Guys, and they are super good. I've listened to them play before and plan to be there as well. So Dickie's Barbecue in downtown Independence, 204 North Penn. Music every Wednesday, 6:30 to 9.
And of course, speaking of more local businesses, check out all the fun at Indie Brew Works.
I know. So check them out on Facebook, register for their newsletter. They too have a lot of fun things happening. They have mixtape bingo on Wednesdays. They have trivia night on Thursdays. They have beer yoga, I think, coming up. They have some behind the scenes brewery tours. Lots of fun things that they have planned. And want everyone to know they have custom brews. They have local wines, great root beer. They don't serve food, and that is not an issue because you can go to all of the great restaurants in Independence and just get some to go and head on over to the brewery and enjoy some fun family time with family or friends or just yourself.
Absolutely. And they also have root beer there that the youngins can drink as well. So good stuff. There's also a ribbon cutting coming up for new trees on Oak Street.
Okay. So we're very, very excited about this. So in Independence on Oak Street, there are some center medians right down Oak Street as you drive towards the park and the zoo and the aquatic center. And had to be about a couple of years ago. I was thinking about this on my way here this morning, that a gentleman walked into my office. His name is Richard Folk, and he lives over by the park. And he came in, and he said, you know, the trees are old. Some trees have been pulled out. It's kind of sporadic. Wouldn't it be nice if we planted all new trees on Oak Street? And he even said, what about oak trees, since it's Oak Street? And so anyway, it all got started because this gentleman walked into the chamber office. That's how it all kind of came together. So we have a pride committee at the Chamber of Commerce, and their job is to instill beautification and pride in Independence. And so we brought this idea of Mr. Folks to the Pride Committee, and they were like, yeah, let's do that. And Independence also has a tree board, and so they're the group that are knowledgeable and have the expertise about trees. And Twyla from TLC is a part of that group. So here's what we did. We decided Pride would raise the money, and the tree board would decide what kind of trees need to go in the ground. And they picked a serviceberry tree that actually blooms in the spring and turns in the fall. Right now, there are 15 new trees in the ground with the potential, I think, of 18. So there's more coming. But we are going to do a ribbon cutting on Arbor Day, which is this Friday at 11:30. Everybody is invited to come. We have raised over $4,000 for these trees. And many of the trees were purchased in honor and memory of somebody. And so I'm working on a legend right now. We had one gentleman, Mr. Don Farthing, who actually bought a tree for every one of his grandkids. You know, so that's fun. The kids come to town, they can go out and take their picture by their tree and watch the kids get taller as the trees get taller and all those fun things. So we're excited about that. Now, there won't be plaques on the trees and nobody's going to decorate the trees. We're going to leave them alone, but we will have a legend for those who donated. We could use a little bit more money to buy one more tree, basically, and then we're all done. But everybody is invited Friday, April the 30th, 11:30 at Oak Street and Fifth Street. That's kind of right there by the Aquatic Center. We're going to cut a ribbon and celebrate the beautification of the new trees.
And also, you said that's on April 30th. Also, April 30th is Arbor Day, and there's going to be a lot of fun things going on at Riverside Park that day.
Yeah, so go to the Tree Board's Facebook page, and they're having a QR code tree ID scavenger hunt. It opened up this week, and then it will end on Friday the 30th. And they're giving out some prizes. The scavenger hunt winner will receive a tree, and then the tree board will be planting two new trees by the miniature train, and all of that will take place Friday evening at 5:30. So go to the tree board's Facebook page and check that out.
And then after the awards and planning are done, head on over to the Bandshell as ICC will theater department will present a Midsummer's Night Dream.
That's right. I'm just going to get on a big old roll right here because we have so many things happening this weekend. And you're right. They're going to kick off with a great theater production. And a lot of other things are going to be happening on Saturday. So the theater production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, put on by Independence Community College's theater department, will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Riverside Park Hilly Bandshell. Friday and Saturday's performances will begin at 6:30 in the evening, and then the Sunday matinee starts at 2. This event is completely and totally free to the public. I just received some information that they're having a picnic with the president on Saturday, and I think that's going to be around 5:30, and it's over at the concession stand. You do need to buy a ticket for that, and you can go on one of the college's Facebook pages, I think, and probably see information about that. I think the tickets were like $30, and meet the new president and have dinner basically before the play starts on Saturday. And then the Sunday matinee that starts at 2, they're actually going to be having some kid-friendly activities starting around 12:30, and then they're going to let the kids all sit basically front and center for the production. So they're working hard to make this a community event, really expose kiddos to theater and just watch that spark ignite and see the excitement in everyone's eyes as they watch A Midsummer Night's Dream. Again, Friday and Saturday, 6:30, Sunday at 2 in the Bandshell at the park. It's going to be great weather, super great weather, totally free. You want to check that out. And then I'm just going to keep on talking, Kyle, because we've got the farmer's market starting, and that's Saturday. And really, we're just this is going to be a fun year. We've changed the name of the farmer's market. It's Independence Farmers and Makers Market. So check out the Facebook page. New hours. So we got a new name. And the new name is really because it better describes what's going on at the market. It's not just farmers that are there with all of their produce and things like that. We're really finding a lot of entrepreneurs that are down there with candles and sewing items that they've made and just all kinds of crafts, jewelry, and lots of artisans are make pottery, just super cool things that they're making. And so you're looking around and you're like, you know what? It really is a farmers and makers market, which kind of gives us a new vibe in downtown. So we're excited about that. And so we changed the name. And actually, we had a local entrepreneur. Her name is Whitney Neal. She works for another entrepreneur, Joanne Smith, who has Fab Creative Services, and she created a new logo. So we even have kind of a new look going on. And then we have new hours. Many of the vendors were like, we'd really like to get here a little bit earlier because they're farmers, you know, they want to get there early and then stay just a little bit longer. Because many of the stores are just starting to open up, and then it kind of creates that stay and eat lunch and shop downtown kind of experience. So the hours are from 7 to 11. So now that's 7's early to me, but I'm not a farmer. So people that do the market, they wanted to do 7. So we're going to try it and do 7. It's at the same location, Chestnut and 8th Street. It'll be open every Saturday this May through August. And then for people like myself, it'll be open every Thursday afternoon, June through September. That gives me an opportunity to not have to get up at the crack of dawn and get down at the market. And we'll have basically 2 days a week later on in the summer. Shout out to Carolyn Torrance. I talked to her the other day. She basically has handled the farmers market, I think, for more than 10 years, and she's done a tremendous job, and we thank her for all of her time and dedication that she gave to the market. I think she's still going to be volunteering. You're still going to see her down there, but the city's going to champion, I think, the farmers market from here on out, and it starts this Saturday at 7 o'clock. So we hope to see you there.
All right, so lots of things going on out there at the park. Also, the Little House on the Prairie Museum is open as well.
Yeah, so lots of things on Saturday to do. I wanted to say that the Little House on the Prairie is open every day of the week. Admission is $3 for adults, $1 for kids. But the weather's going to be so beautiful this weekend. If you want to get out and check out the prairie, they're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, Sunday 1 to 5. Lots of fun things to do out there. And we just encourage everyone, if you've got family in town, you're looking for something fun and affordable and outside, to do, that's the place to go. You can even pack a lunch and eat on the prairie. So we have that on Saturday. We have a 5K with the Community Access Center happening out in the Park Oval on Saturday. We have Pheasants Forever Youth Outdoor Experience that is happening this Saturday at Remington Ranch. We have a Spring Car Classic that's happening this Saturday. Skank Insurance is hosting that out on West Main from 12 to 5. It's going to be some cool cars out there and music and kids games and inflatables and a bake sale and a pulled pork sandwich fundraiser going on. And then it's Bike Night in Montgomery County. You know, they already kicked off Bike Night, but they're going to show up in Independence this Saturday at Sassy's in Sycamore, just at the edge of town. And then on the 15th, they'll be at the VFW. So if you want to know about Bike Night and participating in that, because again, it's beautiful bike weather right now to get those motorcycles out on the road. Check out the Chamber's Facebook page. We have all of the dates for that. And then we have Cinco de Mayo this Saturday. All of the downtown restaurants and bars have kind of gotten together and rallied to put on Cinco de Mayo's Pub Crawl. They have a Facebook page for more information, but here's what you need to know. You can purchase a $5 passport at any of the 6 participating bars and restaurants for a chance to win some money. Uncle Jack's, Turbo's, Dickie's, Indie Brew Works, and Brothers, and you'll be able to, and the VFW. And you can get your passport, and then you go around, you get your passport all punched. And then at the end of the night, they put all the passports in because they've got your names on them, and they draw them out, and the winner gets some good cold cash. So that'll be something fun to do. That's from 6 to 10 in downtown Independence to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. So let's talk football, Kyle.
Yes, football coming up this Sunday as Indy will take on the number one team in the country, the Hutchinson Community College.
Yeah, so we were talking off air. I've got to give a big shout out. You know, I'm a Pirate fan, so let that be known. But I'm super, super excited for Coach Herkelman and the Ravens on their big national championship. That's huge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got Lou Barndollers, a good friend of mine, and she's, big trustee and supporter, a board member, I think, in the past, and supporter of the Ravens. And President Thornburg has been a good friend of mine over the years. And I actually had an exchange student from Poland who played for Tony Turner and have a connection to that. And I was privileged enough to be the MC for Queen Neela when Hallie Herkelman was crowned Queen Neela, coach's daughter. So I do have some connections to those Ravens down the street, and we're just so excited. I just can't imagine how humongous excited Coffeeville is for that. So, and I just want you to know that we're gonna embrace that and go be Montgomery County and go, yes, go Ravens, and shout out to them. That's really, really cool. And the football teams are doing good. So Independence is 7 and CCC is 9. Mm-hmm. So we're just well known in the county some really good athletics. So yeah, so Independence is going to take on Hutch. They'll play at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. So lots of things happening Friday and Saturday. Rest up and take in some football on Sunday evening at 7. Again, the weather's going to be great. We just encourage everyone to get out. And again, I could not be happier for Coach Herkelman and the Ravens. Good for them.
All right. Yeah, lots of good stuff going on. A couple other things before we get out of here for today. The ICC Wind and Jazz Band will have their concert on Monday.
That's right. The fun keeps going on. So and it's out at the Riverside Park Band Shell as well. So it's the Wind and Jazz Band concert, 7 o'clock. You won't want to miss it. It'll be a great musical performance.
And the VFW, of course, they have their bingo night every Monday night. And they also have a pie auction coming
up. They do. So Doug Harlan was texting me and letting me know this morning that they're doing a fundraiser. And that's going to be this Wednesday, the 5th. Well, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, the 5th. And they're raising money for the flags out at that, you know, the American flags that are all through downtown. So and it's a hamburger feed from 5 to 7. And anyone that wants to donate pies or cakes for the auction, it starts around 6:30, and all the proceeds are going to go to buying some flags for the downtown and keeping those beautiful and flying in the wind. And, you know, the wind is terrible. It just tears them up, you know. But we found a great strong flag, and we've found two sources in Independence that are willing to give us good prices on them, some real durable flags. And I think it's like around $50 a flag. So there's like 100 flags down there. And these flags need to be changed out about every 6 months. So it's a continuous investment. So skip cooking that night. Go to the VFW. Enjoy some great hamburgers. They are awesome. I can attest to that. And bid on a pie or buy a pie or bake a pie or just donate to the cause and help keep those flags flying in downtown.
Absolutely. And we're going to wrap it up with on May 7th and 8th, the Women for Independence's Junk and Jim's Vintage and Flea Market.
You know, this has been on my calendar for a while, and I kept thinking, oh, that's May. That's a ways down there, and here we are. It's already
Saturday
here.
Saturday is May.
I know. So May the 7th and 8th, the Women for Independence Junk and Jim's Vintage and Flea Market will be at Riverside Park 4-H Building from 12 to 6. If you're interested in having a booth, contact Betty Bassford at 330-1465. If not, just put it on your calendar and go out and get yourself some Junk and Jim's.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on today. If anybody has any questions about these events, or if they would like to contact you and have you talk about their what's going on in Independence, how can they get a hold of you?
So you can always check out our Facebook page, Get Independence. Check out our Love Independence page. That's important as well. You can call us at 331-1890. And you can also go to our website, indkschamber.org, and all of the flyers with detailed information about almost everything I spoke about this morning is on our Facebook page.
All right. Well, Lisa, again, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. And you have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.